Please go back and revisit the message throughout the week. See what God is saying to you. Don't ever take anything I say just because JR says it. Make sure you're getting into God's Word and letting Him feed you and move in you. Today is a really amazing day, and we look forward to what Jesus has done. Now we would have our video. Have a great week. Thank you. Thanks for coming. You know what I love about this? Is that God is reminding us that we are not a perfect people. That we are broken and that we need Him every day. And, you know, can you imagine if after Jesus rose from the dead and everybody's just perfect robots? All the time walking around like this, it'd be boring. It'd be boring. We got to have excitement here today. So I'll move you along. I don't know if the slides will go with us or not, but we'll just kind of go with it here. Let me see here. All right. Oh, hey, there's the video again. All right, let me hear you. He is risen. I asked Kevin if you guys knew this. He is risen.
He is risen.
You add indeed at the end. He is risen.
He is
risen. Yeah, there we go. He is risen indeed. When we were at a church in New York, I did this, and they're looking at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, this is what I've always done. We say he is risen indeed. And he has risen indeed. That's why we are here today. We are so excited to be here today because Jesus is alive and hope is alive. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this morning, this time together with our family. We thank you for everyone who is here. And we just pray that you would work in us in an amazing way. This morning, I pray that you would speak to our hearts and that we would be open to what you need to say to us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, hope is alive this morning. On Good Friday, we talked about his death, and this morning we talk about his resurrection. But before hope came alive, hope died. And Jesus died. Go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Luke 23, verses 44 through 49. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. For the sun stopped shining and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. Can you imagine what it was like for them at this moment, on that day? They had seen Jesus walk on water. They had seen him raise Lazarus from the dead. And now Jesus was dead. But there's more to this than just that. And I don't want this to sound irreverent in any way. But for the disciples, Jesus was more than God. He was their friend. He had walked with them. He had cried at the tomb with them. He had celebrated weddings with them. He had met them and cried with them in their afflictions. He had been with them in the highs and the lows. In fact, he said, "Follow me." They threw away their nets. They threw away their livelihood just to follow him, just to walk with him. They thought that he had the answers to everything. He did, but they now to them, it looked like it was all over. They had given everything for him. And when I look at this in Scripture, it had to be the end of the world for them. It had to be their worst nightmare coming true. As they saw Jesus die. If there's no hope for Jesus, what hope is there for us? And if that wasn't bad enough, Jesus was buried. Look at Luke 23, verses 50 through 56. "Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb, cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment." Many of us have been to funerals. And when you go to a funeral, especially to a loved one's funeral, or a close friend, or someone who you really cared about, it can be really, really difficult. And I don't know if you're like me, and maybe I'm just weird this way. But many times when I'm at a funeral for a loved one, and I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the preacher, I'm just numb. I'm just numb. The words are going through one ear, they're coming out the other ear, and I feel cold, I feel broken, I feel numb. And somewhere inside of my head, I'm saying, "Get up. Get up. This is going to be a joke. They're not really dead." And I'm thinking, I want them to get up, to live. This can't be true. When my Aunt Jo died, she died when I was 22 years old, back in 1995, she died of brain cancer. She was 49 years old. And we were really, really close to her. I was really close to her. And my wife will tell you, for years afterwards, for years, decades, I think it's only been 2 years that this hasn't happened. Every month, at least once a month, I would have a dream that she hadn't really died. That she was alive, or that she was just tricking us. It was just a big joke. Or they found a cure. But that's not the worst part of it. The worst part of it is I would wake up and I would forget that I had the dream. And every time around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I would remember that she's actually dead. And it was as if she had died all over again. And I can't imagine what the disciples and the apostles felt as they were watching this and seeing this. You go to the funeral, and then you go to the gravesite, and you're just thinking, how did this happen? And as they lower your loved one into the ground, and the dirt covers, it's final. It's absolutely final. I often wonder sometimes, you know, about the families. You know, they go home now after the fanfare of the funeral and having to do all the stuff you got to do to make sure everything is in order. And then they go home, and they go home to an empty house, or they go home to an empty bed, and they're there, and they have to face the finality of this. The disciples probably thought, you know, he's going to come back. It's going to happen. But then he's buried and he's in there. It's 3 days. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Hope had died. Hope had been buried. Horrible day. Nothing good when hope is dead and buried. Until Jesus is resurrected. And when Jesus is resurrected, hope is resurrected as well. Take a look at Luke 24, verse 1 through 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Men, listen to the women. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering what had happened. They went from the depths of despair, the depths of darkness, this beautiful light, the hope that was before them, had been snuffed out. And what they thought was the end was only the beginning, because hope was resurrected. And Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Say that with me. Jesus is alive. Now say it like it's exciting. Jesus is alive. I know it can be hard sometimes. Because some couple thousand years later, we're sitting here talking about Jesus being alive. But maybe in your home, things are still broken. Maybe there's some things going on in your life that you don't feel like there's any hope. Maybe you have broken relationships. Maybe it's a broken relationship with your spouse, and nobody else knows about it. Maybe it's a broken relationship with your parents, or a child, or a friend, or a friend has betrayed you. Maybe you're wrestling with this economy, and you're wrestling with your finances, or you're wrestling with things, and you look out there and everything feels hopeless. You do not see a way out. I want you to know that Jesus is the way out, because Jesus is alive and His victory is our victory. Because He is victorious, we are victorious. Now, it doesn't mean that He's going to come in, He's just going to clean up all the mess and take care of everything. But because He is alive, there is hope. Can you imagine if Jesus had not risen from the dead? None of us would be sitting here right now, for one. Everything would have went into chaos. Can you imagine what it's like to live in a world where there's absolutely no hope at all? Well, with Jesus now, there is victory. There is hope. And I want you to know that this can be the beginning of a brand new life for you too. I want to encourage you. If you're feeling stressed, if you feel like you're struggling, Jesus is there waiting to help you through. Raise your hand if you're a believer, if you believe. Keep your hand up if you're perfect. If you're a believer and you feel like you're struggling right now, I would love to talk to you after service. I'd love to sit down with you. I'd love to talk about how things are going. The disciples thought that Jesus was going to make everything perfect. And he does eventually, and he does through his death, burial, and resurrection. But so many believers believe that once they give their lives to Jesus, everything's going to be perfect. And Jesus, He never promises us perfection. He never says everything's going to be great. He says, in this world, you will have what? Trouble. But I have overcome the world. So if you have trouble, that's nothing new. God knew it was going to happen. He knew it was there. And He is ready to walk you through it. He is ready to help you through it. And I want you to know, I know I'm the new guy and stuff and everything, but I want to walk with you as well. And if you need to talk, if you want to just sit down and say, hey, I feel far away from God, but I need to get closer, I'd love to walk with you through that. Our elders would love to walk with you through that as well. Imagine that morning after Good Friday. What will we call Good Friday? After that Friday of seeing Jesus dead, imagine that morning of them coming out, the women coming out, and everyone being so elated, so excited. I want us to feel that excitement. So what I want everybody to do is I want everybody to go, All right, I'm going to say he is risen. You're going to say he is risen indeed. And then I want to hear a woo! He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Woo!
Wow, that is awesome. I'm going to close this in prayer right now. And after I'm done, I want you to jump up and I want you to celebrate like Jesus is really alive. You ready? Are you ready? Well, no. I'm going to pray. Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much for your love, for your goodness, for your greatness. We thank you so much for your Son who died on the cross for us. We thank you that this Easter is a celebration, that it is victorious. And we just give you all the glory. And we love you, and we praise you, and we are excited, and we are happy. And if we're not, we're going to talk to somebody about it, and they're going to talk to us, and we're going to work on it, and we're going to give it to you, and we're going to trust that you are a good and loving God, and that you are for us. And if you are for us, who can be against us? In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to have Sarah come up. She's going to help us. She's going to start dancing, and I want to hear you guys celebrate. All right, Sarah, you ready? She practiced this. All right, you ready? Here we go. Let's act like Jesus really did raise from the dead, because he did, and let's celebrate. Thank you for coming. Have a blessed week.